Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness, every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Good afternoon and welcome to Canna Help You. This is the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with us today we have Julianne Suklis. She is the owner of Home Instead Senior Care. It's good to see you, Julianne.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Welcome back to KSRO. I know that you've been on some of our other programs here in the past, so it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
And Joe Sullivan, of course. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. I'm very proud of you for representing well at the Bud Tender Bowl.
And you did quite well. Yeah, we had to take home the trophy. We won something. So,
nice. Bowling trophies, love those. So today we want to talk a little bit more about seniors. It is, especially Joe, you've noticed, and we've talked about this before, that it is one of the growing sectors in terms of people who are interested or using cannabis. It is definitely something that seniors, that the older population, is interested in and is using. And so when it comes to senior care, that's got to be something now that you have to be, whether you use it or not yourself, you have to know more about it and be able to converse with the people that you're taking care of. So tell us a little bit, how is this impacting your industry?
Cannabis is definitely a new option that seniors are looking for, and their adult children who are helping them navigate the aging journey and looking for alternatives to the traditional black box medication that either they're not getting the right effects from, or they're tired of taking so many pills. They're looking for alternatives to their medication management, pain management.
Right. So as someone who provides care for seniors in their homes, how are you navigating that?
So we've worked so well with Mercy. We're really excited about the relationship we've forged with you in the last year or two, where we have Kaylin, who has been so wonderful that she has her own phone number just for older adults who can call in and have that consultative approach. It's very familiar to aging adults to have that consultative approach like they receive at the physician's office, and then a consultation, if you will. And you guys actually just set up a consultation room.
Yeah, it is. It's been a breath of fresh air. It's something we've been doing at Mercy for a long time is patient outreach, customer outreach, consultations. We do have a room that is set aside just for that. So for people with a little more sensitive matters to discuss, or, you know, walking into a dispensary for the first time can be a little overwhelming. And we want to make sure, first of all, people are feeling comfortable. And so to have an advocate for cannabis on the other side of the aisle, like they are at the Homestead Care facility, it's been fantastic. It's helped bring, in a lot of ways, some legitimacy to what it is that we've been doing, to have case studies and to have and proof, so to speak. So it's been really nice.
Wow. And so what kind of feedback have you had from seniors in your care?
Right now, they're enjoying the benefits with the help with anxiety, with depression, geriatric depression, with sleep, with agitation. A lot of the dementia patients that we care for, their families are looking towards medical cannabis as a solution to a lot of the traditional medications that have a lot of side effects they're not comfortable or happy with for their loved one.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Side effects are a huge thing. That's one of the things that we hear the most on the sales floor from customers is, you know, they're tired of being tired, and they've kind of come to that last step. They're not sure where to go, and so we try to find somewhere for them where they can feel comfortable. It's also a huge burden on cost, you know, for the families, for the patients themselves. These medications are not cheap, and the treatments are not cheap, and so they pile up very quickly. It's something we're very aware of. It's something I'm aware of when I am looking for products to carry at the stores. We want to make sure that we're bringing value to the customer, but we also want to make sure that it can be as cost-effective as possible.
Right, right. And that's something that we've talked about in the past. We've talked about that there have been compassionate programs that since the recreational came into use in 2018, those are no longer viable options.
Exactly. Yeah, no, they were taken away from us for better or worse when the laws passed for Prop 64. That's why it's so important to make sure that we're keeping up to date with the rules and regulations and that we vote so we can bring back some of those things. I am happy to say at Mercy Wellness, we do offer a small discount of 10% for our seniors and our veterans.
Oh, great.
Which does help absorb a tiny bit of the cost, but nowhere near what is taken necessary to properly treat somebody. So, we try to keep the cost as low as possible for them.
And as the product manager, do you then specifically look for certain items that could have that higher value at a maybe a lower cost?
Yes, definitely. For us, that's one of the reasons it's so great to live in Sonoma County. We do have access to some of the best cannabis in the world. We're, in my opinion, we're in the mecca of it all. And so for myself, I'm a little luckier than most to where I get to pick and choose from as far as the medicine's concerned. And then also being in this region, the compassion is still very much alive in these companies' hearts. And so they try to find ways to make make things accessible, make it easily accessible for people that need it the most, like dementia patients who may have that agitation. You know, they might have problems with their sleep disorders. Anxiety is a huge one. So, you know, we've been lucky enough. We have a doctor here locally in Sebastopol. His name is Dr. Jeffrey Hergenrather. He's been helping patients since 1997. He was a former president of the Society of Cannabis Practitioners. And so he's been helping a long time, and he's one of those people that has been offering his services at a discount.
That's got to be amazing because it's relatively new for most doctors, the new world of cannabis. So to have someone like Dr. Jeffrey to be able to have that experience and that breadth of knowledge, it's got to be great for you.
It's fantastic. And for this demographic, they really feel comfortable getting a physician's approval or a physician's prescription, for a physician to look at all their meds and their entire medical care plan and say, okay, this is where we should go with this. And so it makes them feel a lot more comfortable with that decision.
Definitely, and it works both ways, especially for our staff as well, knowing that we have the support of a doctor, of Dr. Hergenrather's status. And I know that he's been involved with the seminars that you guys have put on that we've been lucky enough to be a part of. So yeah, as much education and knowledge that we can get out there as possible, and then at least on my part, trying to find the medicine at a good price, an affordable price for these people.
Right. Tell us a little bit about these seminars.
The seminars started a couple of years ago. We started probably maybe 4 or 5 years ago. We had a resident we were caring for in a memory community, and we were hired in to come in and do the one-on-one with this patient because she was agitated and she had sundowners and she wasn't sleeping and she was acting out. And so we were there to do behavior modifications and provide that one-on-one care. And the husband was not happy with the medications she was on. They kept adding medications to her to kind of manage her dementia behaviors and symptoms. And it made her very lethargic. It made her really not participating in life, if that makes sense. And he was asking me, okay, can we try this? Can we try that? Very open to different possibilities. And I said, what about medical cannabis? I mean, have you considered this? I read this article. I forwarded him the article. He said, yeah, I want to give this a try. What else do I have to lose? And he has so devoted to his wife, and this was just another way for him to try and help her. And a couple of weeks later, I think it was 5-6 weeks later, I went back to visit him on site, and he just was so excited. He's like, I have my Peggy back, to the point where she's able to participate in her own life.
Wow.
So the medical cannabis was able to do that, and curve the behaviors, add to her weight because we were stimulating her appetite as well. I mean, it just worked so many benefits.
Yeah, I can't begin to tell you the amount of stories I could share of people that, you know, it's really been sort of like a miracle to them, you know, and it took, unfortunately, getting to that very end of the line to where they finally felt, you know, the courage to make that leap. It does take a little bit of bravery there, especially when there is some uncertainty. So that's why the doctor's input is so important, and having advocates such as you. That way we can, you know, continue to further the conversation and the education. You know, there's new case studies coming out every day with the benefits of CBD for patients in dementia. You know, there's a slew of them. And, you know, minimal side effects as far as what the cannabis does for to the body. And so, number one, we want to improve people's quality of life. That's the biggest thing. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Right. And the conversation started with just a few people asking us in our practice, you know, what about this? What about that option? What do you know about the medical cannabis? So I started finding out, you know, education for myself. And I thought, you know what? There's so many people that are asking. Let's put on a symposium. Let's put on an educational conference around medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. And so we did 1.0 over a year ago, and that we just couldn't believe the turnout. We couldn't believe how many people wanted this information, and prompted the conversation again with Felicia and Kaylin at Mercy to do it again. Let's do it again. We said, okay.
Yeah, I wish Kaylin was here, because she was instrumental in helping bridge that gap, especially in this new era, so to speak, of recreational cannabis, with older adults being open to coming into a dispensary. You know, that's why it's so important that we have the atmosphere and the culture that we do. Because on top of everything else, you then have to go and you have to go into this area that's right. All new. And we take the responsibility of making them feel comfortable very, very serious.
Yeah. So, yeah. I've walked into Mercy with some of our clients and with other people, and I can see how you interact with people, and it's so welcoming, and it's so not what people are expecting when they walk in. So it's refreshing to them, and it automatically drops their anxiety.
Yeah, I can say the word of mouth from that older demographic has been huge for us, because they love to go home and they tell their friends.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, yeah, they can't wait. Hey, I told my aunt, or I told my girlfriend, you know, the other night she had to try this for her ailments, and I finally talked her into it. And so we get a lot of those interactions where they're kind of being shepherded in by their friend who was shepherded in quite a while, you know, a few weeks ago. So it's been beautiful to watch. And then for myself, having the confidence knowing that when they're going to go home that night, they're probably going to feel some relief that they haven't felt in a long time. You only need to feel that once working there to know that you're doing the right thing. So
Yeah, that's amazing. So are you training then your employees about cannabis? And
we're educating. It's great. Part of our educational programming. Great. Yeah, is definitely they need to be knowledgeable, because this is a new form of treatment. And it's not just our dementia patients. It's our clients who suffer from arthritis. We have a gal who works on our staff who uses it for her rheumatoid arthritis, and she receives so much more pain relief from this. And another patient for her knees. And a lot of our older adults that we're caring for will put off like a knee surgery or shoulder surgery. So dealing with their pain management, you know, they're very much aware of the opioid epidemic, so they're really hesitant, so they're in a lot of pain. That's where we can come in and say, have you tried going to Mercy Wellness?
You want to be able to function.
Right.
So that's the big thing that people get lost on, especially with talking to people that I know have had to deal, you know, with a slew of pain management doctors, is they kind of lose sight of who they were. You kind of become a shell of yourself because of, unfortunately, what the opioids do to your body on the back end. Mm-hmm. And so for us, if I can, you know, help suggest a topical or a cream that they can apply to help with that arthritis, that they won't feel any side effects, they won't be tired, but the pain will be manageable. I mean, that's huge for them. That means they can work that extra hour at work, they can stay there, they can focus on things that need to be done, their family, their, you know, things like that, instead of having that nagging, consistent pain just always at the forefront of your mind, you know.
Right. Yeah. Or even just doing simple things like being able to, you know, clean up after yourself at home and do light housework and things like that. You know, if you're constantly in pain and can't bend over or you know, can't grip things or things like that. Just the smallest things.
The first hug I ever got working at Mercy when I was a butt tender was from a patient's daughter who came in a few days after I had asked that she try a salve. Mm-hmm. And she just ran up and gave me a huge hug and was crying.
Oh,
and I said, what's going on? And I thought something happened to her mom. She said, no, she was making coffee, Joe. I walked in the house and she was making coffee. You have no idea what a big deal it was. And it may not seem like a big deal to a lot of other people, but for her to walk in and see her mom had the strength in her hands to create, you know, make her own pot of coffee and enjoy a cup of coffee, that's huge.
Quality
and so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was everything. Yeah. So
we could talk about this literally for hours.
We could. Yes. We could.
So, but I want to get out the contact information for Home Instead. Can you tell us how people can reach you?
Yeah, you can go to our website, homeinstead.com/Sonoma. Okay. You can call us at 707-586-1516.
Can you repeat that number for us?
Sure, 707-586-1516.
Okay, great. Julianne, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
really
the invitation.
Good conversation. Yeah, thank awesome. You. Julianne Tsoukalos, she is the owner of Home Instead Senior Care. We're going to take a break and come right back. You're listening to Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the kitchen. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Keep cool this summer. For a limited time, OnGrow & Sons is offering an AC tune-up free on check and charge that includes up to 1 pound of Freon, regularly priced at $249, for just $49. Tuning up your AC will enhance your home comfort, help minimize repair and operating costs, and increase the life expectancy of your system.
Hello, friends. This is Ernie OnGrow. Along with my brother, Paul, and cousins, Dean and Mitch, we own and operate OnGrow & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, OnGrow & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $49 AC tune-up free on check and charge, visit OnGrowAndSons.com or call 579-3511. OnGrow & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You, the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them online at mercywellness.com. I'm Michelle Marquis. Joe Sullivan is here. He's the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And we have a couple of guests from Skunk Feather. We have Taryn Lilly and Biscuit Barrios. Taryn is the Santa Rosa and Bay Area Territory Manager, and Biscuit is the Sacramento Territory Manager for Skunk Feather. Welcome, guys. Thanks
hey,
for being
thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Happy
to be here. Yeah, I'm super excited to have these guys in here today. Mm-hmm. So, Brand, we've been carrying for a little while at the shop now, and they've been a wonderful addition to the store, so happy to have you guys here. I figured we could just start off by letting the listeners know a little bit about Skunk Feather.
Yeah, definitely. Skunk Feather is a cannabis flower and concentrate company that was funded in 2015 that is based in Watsonville, just south of Santa Cruz, if you're not familiar. We believe that cannabis is a medicine that should be safe, effective, and available to every adult. We value transparency in our customers, and we were among the first companies in the state to offer testing for all of our products. We did that from inception, and it was one of our unique differentiators in the market. We recognized early that there was a lot of pesticides and chemicals used in cultivation and extractions that were not safe for human consumptions, especially for patients who used it as a medicine. So we are deeply rooted in the community as a local culture of NorCal, and we're a team of really passionate people who love cannabis.
That's and you awesome. Have great hats, too, yeah, which I'm styling right now.
So definitely. You guys obviously, you guys carry, you guys make a couple different products. What can you tell the listeners about the cultivation side of things, about a little bit about that process?
So with the cultivation side of Skunk Feather is led by Bryce Berryessa, who is an award-winning cultivator who's been in the industry since 2005. Bryce has designed and built facilities all over the Western United States and Canada, including a 4,000-square-foot facility in New Brunswick and a 50,000-square-foot facility in Surrey, both under the federal-regulated Canadian Medical Marijuana Program. Our facility in Watsonville is Bryce's first and fully regulated facility, and our team of engineers built a world-class, state-of-the-art hydroponic cultivation facility. We utilize Grodan as our primary cultivation medium, and our integrated pest and fungal management program is 100% organic. We rely heavily on beneficial insects, bacteria, and fungi to help control and pests and pathogens.
So you guys are basically, you know, managing the crops with not using pesticides, using all natural methods.
Absolutely. Correct. Yeah. Everything is 100% organic.
Fantastic. And then for us, the listeners who may not understand, because we're still trying to educate the masses as far as like what hydroponic means, can we elaborate on that for a second?
Hydroponic is indoor, no soil, ran pretty much full water drip system and stuff, and so that way you're not using soil. Everything's ran inside, and like I said, through a process, so that way everything is all natural.
Awesome. So it seems like you guys have your hands in a lot of different hats. What is Skunk Feather most known for?
We are actually most known for our concentrates. Our concentrates are our flagship of our company. In addition to our flower and stuff, our concentrates are aromatic and flavorful. We're known for our sugars, our shatters, and our crumbles. It's kind of hard to keep a lot of this in stock, and they move pretty freely because we have such a variety of strains available and stuff. And if you're not familiar with crumble, it's a fluffy, like aromatic cannabis concentrate that has this consistency of like a sponge cake. So it's easy to pinch off and everything, break off, hence the name crumble. Anything, it makes it easy to put into your bowl or your joints and stuff, of however you consume, easy for dabs to put into your rigs and stuff and take dabs of your concentrates. And we were one of the first companies to focus on using propane solely for crumble products. Instead of using a mix or a butane, we believe that propane is a more effective solvent for extracting flavonoids and terpenes out of the plant material.
So you're going to be able to, you know, retain more of the terpenes with through that extraction than you would a regular butane.
Correct. Yeah.
And the terpenes is that those smells, that
yeah,
flavor.
That's exactly. Right. Yeah, those, okay. And also responsible for a lot of the effects you get right. from the cannabis that
okay.
you're inhaling.
Yeah.
So same with Mercy. It takes a village. We have a huge team. What could you tell us about the Skunk Feather team, your guys' process, what kind of goals you might have as a company?
Yeah, our team has been cultivating cannabis now for a couple decades. So we've been doing this in-house for a while. We started as outdoor farmers, as many of us in this industry did, and then moved into indoor greenhouse, indoor cultivation. I think over the years, that's kind of given us a lot of experience to maximize the potential of the plant. We're very passionate about it. We produce primarily, the majority of our flower that we produce comes from our facility in Watsonville. And then we also do have a small handful of farmers that we work with that we've created relationships with for years. We consider them family. And so as a result of that, we're able to provide some of the highest quality cannabis in Northern California. And then I think our goal kind of when we're picking who we're going to put on our team for this family, the Skunk Feather family and beyond, we just make it priority to produce the things we like and to work with people that we're able to have a personal relationship with as well as on the professional level, and we feel that it's more cohesive to getting things done the right way.
Sure, that culture of your company, right? I mean, it just makes sense.
Exactly, and you know, and coming back to that culture of the company, that's a big thing with us at Skunk Feather, to be more of a lifestyle brand, and also to be, we want to stand behind our products. We want to be passionate about our products, and so, you know, we consume, and there's a lot of R&D and stuff that goes on that level, even beyond. And I think too, creating the experience for the customer, the client, you know, the consumer is really important to us. Beyond that, you know, THC percentage, it's important, and all of us, it's on our radar. But I think it's also, we want to leave you with kind of a memorable experience.
Speaking of the THC, is a perfect way to, the tagline for your guys' company is potency perfected.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that mean to you guys? I mean, there's a lot of different taglines. What is that one specifically?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a big anchor for us. Potency perfected basically just means that we offer the most potent and rich products in every sense. It's not just about the THC. We want you to, potency is about how you concentrate every element of the plant to a unique and memorable experience, and that's ultimately going to elevate and enhance your daily, you know, regardless of what you're using it for. That's kind of the end goal for us.
All right.
We just want to produce some of the dankest cannabis projects, period.
Dank. That's a fun word. I'm glad it made it into the show today.
I'm glad. I think it's 12 episodes in. I think that's our first dank.
That's our first dank.
That's good. We needed that. No, we definitely needed that.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time for this show today.
It goes quick.
But if you're interested in Skunk Feather, go by Mercy Wellness. You'll be able to learn a lot more.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some special stuff with them next week. So we got some promotions going. So make sure you stop by the store.
Awesome. Absolutely. Taryn, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Joe, we'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
Thank you. This is Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.